This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's what we do. We allow you to do that here. Although, even though we're live from Acapulco, Mexico, at the moment, with you here in what is not yet nighttime because we're in the Central Time Zone and no longer over in New Hampshire.
That's right. Mexico. The sun is setting over the Pacific as we speak.
That's correct.
Yeah. In Mexico, you can be in the Central Time Zone and still watch the sunset over the Pacific.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We're here, and we managed to actually get everything working tonight. Thank goodness. Thank you to the good folks over at the Genesis Communications Network for helping make it happen for us, as last night was a little bit of a bumpy road. So welcome back to the show. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and looking forward to getting a Discord call at some point here so we can test that out, because we have yet to actually do a Discord call from or while we're producing here in Mexico. Now, we're here ultimately for what's going to happen next week at Acapulco, which has been making headlines for reasons you generally don't want your event to make headlines. The Daily Beast article that hit within the last couple of days made it to the front page of Drudge Report today. And so far, we read the AP piece on the shooting that happened down here. That one was relatively short. There were a couple of so-called anarchists that were shot by, well, we don't really know who the shooters were. There are some theories, and there are, you know, some wild theories as well.
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Who did it?
Yeah. So that's what we're working on.
Everybody's blaming the cartels, but one might wonder why the cartels would go and hit somebody over some, you know, like some spindly little marijuana plants. We saw a picture of this haul that the Mexican authorities got in after this mess, and I wouldn't say any of those plants were 2 feet high, would you?
No, but, you know, if you grow in some plants, it suggests that you've probably grown plants before. So
yeah, it does.
So who knows whether it was the drug cartels or just a jealous boyfriend or some psycho that because there's different theories out there about what has happened. And this Daily Beast article, and which we're not going to read here just because it's pretty lengthy, although it does. The AP piece and the Daily Beast article, not friendly to anarchists. They have basically an editorial.
It's a pretty terrible term, as far as PR goes.
They, even in the Daily Beast article, they get into the idea that a so-called anarcho-capitalist, which is what some of these people here describe themselves as.
They want unchecked capitalism, I believe is what they said.
And so they don't, you know, they're not real kind to that particular viewpoint, and they even, I think, you know, contrast that to other anarchists who they say are against hierarchies, and so therefore capitalism is anti-hierarchy, is the claim in the article. What do you say to that?
I found the article to be pretty fair and even-handed, the way they went about things. Honestly, you know, if you want to go and use the term anarchist to describe yourself, you're going to need to defend that. You need some kind of defense for the use of that terminology. And while one could say that anarchism means that there are no rulers, okay, great. Then from that standpoint, the only anarchists are the people that call themselves anarcho-capitalists, because basically once you want to eliminate rulers of some sort, besides ruling yourself, I guess, once you want to eliminate rulers, then, you know, then we'll just see what happens. Fine. Okay. To me, the only likely thing is that markets will prevail and people will go on the way that they generally do, and violence will still be used to protect property and those sorts of things. However, historically, the term anarchist doesn't mean that. What it means is a person who wants communism but doesn't want to go through the step of socialism like the Marxists do.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I can see why if you choose this term that it both means that it's confusing historically and is a synonym for the term terrorist. Anarchy is a synonym for the term chaos.
Mm-hmm.
To pick for yourself this term is, to me, a hill on which not to die. It's
yeah,
like a person who likes kids calling themselves a pedophile, right?
That's a good idea.
And pedo and file means liking kids, okay? So, I mean, yeah, you could...
I think we had somebody call in to troll the show with that opinion at one time.
It's a good troll, but not... You know, and I consider that calling yourself an anarchist is a good way to catch people's attention. However...
Right, but are they going to really, like, keep paying attention and instead just blow you off because they have a preconceived notion of what that means?
Now,
I'm not interested in battling for the life's blood of a term like that. I'm just not interested in it.
I'll say this, the Circle A and all the stuff that goes with anarchism.
Cool logo.
Yep, it's punk rock, right? Like
yep.
People like it, and fine and dandy. You do it. You do you. Whatever's good for you. But I don't personally think that the term is of any particular value, especially if you're just like this is my feeling. Socialists and libertarians arguing on the internet over who's the real anarchist is the dumbest show on the internet.
Yeah, sure.
It's just dumb. I mean, and they do it constantly. Constantly. I am not going to argue with a socialist over their term that means terrorist to the average person.
Yeah, it's just not worth fighting over. I mean, like you said, it's a cool logo, but really, why bother? You know, you can make a new cool logo for whatever it is that you want to be.
The V for Vendetta logo is pretty cool.
Heck yeah, that's a cool V for voluntarism.
Yep,
right?
V for voluntarism.
Voluntarism.
And I like the term voluntarism, whereas though some people use it as a synonym for anarcho-capitalist, I don't.
It's not at all that. I mean, because anarcho-capitalist says right there in the term, capitalist.
Right.
And that's another word that is just misunderstood, and I don't even know what it really means. Does it mean corporatism? Does it mean, you know, that money in the hands of the few? You know, who knows what it actually means? Why would you want to label yourself with that, number one? I think that's a mistake. But a voluntarist is just simply somebody who believes all human interaction should be voluntary. So if you want to be a communist, as long as it's voluntary, cool, man. Go ahead, have a commune. If you want to be a capitalist and, you know, own a bunch of capital and, you know, have employees or whatever, cool, man, go right ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not into either of them, honestly. I mean, I recognize the value of having capital and putting it to work. I can see that. But at the same time, I don't want to deal with employees.
Nope.
I don't want to deal with running some, you know, mega company or whatever. Not interested.
Right. I don't consider myself a capitalist in the sense of, you know, like all the stuff that goes with the term, exploiting labor and blah, 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 blah. And, well, I'm not that.
Right.
I have a little business here, and, you know, there are two people in the business, and we have a few people that do some work for us.
Well, if you're using the term business, maybe you mean as in, like, something that keeps you busy, but
right.
This show is run by a church.
Right, so the show is an organization and that sort of thing, right? So we have a little organization, two people run the organization, and everybody else is basically a contractor that chooses to work for us or chooses not to work for us, and if they at some point feel like they're being exploited, they need to let us know,
sure.
And if not, they can go on strike or do whatever it is that they feel like doing, but I don't care.
We've never had that problem.
No. Well, I go on strike every once in a while. But
yeah, that's true. You're the only problem, actually.
Perhaps.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Larry, because we can take your calls, even though we're in Acapulco, Mexico. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Larry is in Indianapolis, normally listens on WIBC on weekends or Saturdays, which maybe someday we can be on weeknights on that station. But you're still here. Go ahead, Larry. What's on your mind?
It must be nice.
It
anyway,
is.
I talk about this one guy, Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the money he needs, right?
Yeah, seems like
How would he stoop so low to be out trying to keep somebody from putting new pictures of him in the Enquirer? Why would he even
What's he
care?
Trying to do? What's, yeah, well, I agree with you there. Why would anyone care?
The Enquirer has some naked pictures of him, right? That his ex-wife had, I guess, that shows what his junk looks like. And now he's trying to blackmail.
All right, let's talk about it. Hold on. I saw this on the Drudge Report today. I didn't take a close look at it, but I don't know if you're familiar with the story.
Oh, Mark? Yeah. I've been. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So private parts, photos, internets, billionaires. It's all coming together now. 855 450 free. When is Trump? Is he next? It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco. day number two of what will be a marathon broadcast, probably our longest ever from some remote location. We've been out camping festivals for up to a week, and this is going to be not quite 2 weeks. We're going to be
not
close.
Not quite 2 weeks?
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be about 12 days. Maybe 13, no, 12. Actually, you know what? The guys are going to come in and give us a night off on Wednesday. So they had so much fun this week. I said, you guys want to come back in? We'll take one more night off, and so that'll be cool.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
So, yeah. And that's actually a perfect night for us because that's the night we need to be actually apparently setting up, or that day we need to be setting up for Anarchapulco, which is coming up next Thursday. So that officially starts on the 14th, but there's also a few things that happen sort of in tandem with before and after Anarchapulco.
Right, if you want to see a list of them, just read the Daily Beast article. They're really very
they went through it, yeah.
Right, there's the Dollar Vigilante event that's going on ahead of time, the TDV Summit, and I'm curious as to what's going on there. I'm going to go check that out. Haven't been to that in particular, but
I think that's for the investor types who follow his newsletter. I think he's got a newsletter.
Yep. So it's
a smaller event.
Then Anarchapulco, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. There's the Infinite Man Summit. I believe the Infinite Woman Summit, heard.
This is like dating advice or something like that? Or
yeah, but I don't know if that's going to... Yeah, something like... It's not just
Sasha
that.
Day game, I believe.
It's how to live your life, presumably.
Okay.
Then there's some...
If you haven't figured that out yet.
something like the snake and the cobra and the jaguar.
Oh, yeah, somebody's doing ayahuasca journeys.
Stuff like that.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, well...
Too bad I don't have any days off.
Yeah, too bad. But at Anarchapulco, Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, biggest names in the Liberty Movement, they'll be gathering for a festival of free thinkers, volunteers, libertarians, and caps at Acapulco, Mexico. And that's the 14th to the 17th. Excuse me. You'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationships, family, for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL to register and receive a discount. It's anarchapulco.com, code FTL.
Let's go back to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you asked the question about apparently Jeff Bezos. Somebody's got some pictures of his junk, and they are... Have they published the junk photos yet? Or are they threatening to publish them?
They threatened to publish the pictures if he don't retract the story he had in his paper, the Washington Post. But that is so stupid. Everything now is turning to sex, you know? And the guy, I mean...
Oh, well, no, wait a minute. How is that any different than any other time in the past? I mean, remember the lady with the cigar and the dress, Bill Clinton, Lewinsky?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that Athens and Troy went to war over sex.
Yeah, I mean, sex has always been a thing.
I mean, but what would you in a day and age like today... If you had that kind of money, you wouldn't be exposing yourself to anybody like the guy from the Inquirer because he's a sleaze. And you would keep yourself above the fray. But it appears to me that men are just trying to be men
apparently even...
and getting caught up.
Well, apparently even a billionaire, an incredibly successful person like Jeff Bezos, isn't above showing his junk to some lady on the internet, basically.
Right, if maybe somebody wants to see it. Maybe there's a hot and bothering conversation going on.
Hey, who wants to see it? That's my question.
From what I hear, women don't much care for that sort of thing, but,
You can't be generalizing. Some do.
There's probably some who are into it, and who knows? Maybe she's working him. Maybe she's not actually into him. Maybe she just wanted to get the evidence, so she could hold him,
blackmail him.
But I agree with what you said earlier, Larry, and that is, who cares? Like, why should he care? Like you said, he's got billions of dollars. Is somebody going to, boycott Amazon over this?
People will just be looking funny at you. Women will be looking at you funny.
Women will be attracted to him. Maybe I don't know what it looks like. I mean, I haven't seen it, but maybe it'll attract more women to him. Who knows? Larry, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Thank you for the call. He's awfully jovial tonight, and a little more so than normal.
Well, he gets to talk about something funny.
Nothing more fun than talking about junk on the radio here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I don't know what the real story is. I do remember I looked at one of these pieces that is reporting on this today, and apparently Trump has weighed in on the Bezos situation.
Yeah, of course he has.
He called him Bozo. I guess that's his name for him.
Well, they're not big fans of each other.
No, Trump doesn't like him because he bought that, Washington Post? And the Post has been critical, I guess, of Trump?
Yeah.
So, speaking of Trump, I've got some Trump-related news. He is, I guess I didn't watch the State of the Union address, but apparently it's got a lot of people talking. Specifically, people who supported Trump, they are not happy. They are saying that Trump is going back on his promise. Trump apparently said during the State of the Union address that he's calling for the largest numbers ever of legal immigration.
Finally.
Saying,
finally, quote, I can tell these fellow Republicans, that they're just a bunch of xenophobes. Because, go ahead and make the statement here. Go ahead and make the statement, please.
You mean the news story here?
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at the headline here. This is the exclamatory headline by InfoWars, which, of course, supported Trump in his election, and now they feel like they've been bit in the back. They feel like they've been stabbed here by Trump. The byline here, headline, Trump stands by his SOTU demand, State of the Union, demand for, quote, largest numbers ever, unquote, of legal immigration, quote, we need people. The byline below that is, in the past, Trump would make 180 policy reversals like this every week, only to go back to his campaign promises after massive outrage from his base. But later in the article, they conclude that it doesn't look like he's going back on this. Lately, he's been making 180 reversals without going back on anything.
So Trump ran on a populist platform of let's go after the bad people from the outside, crime and immigration and all that stuff, right? And that's a good way to get elected. Why? Because in America, everybody's got a vote. And at everything, half of the population is below average. So, we have 50%.
We argued about this before, right. But go ahead.
It is true that half of the population is below average when it comes to voting.
Well, no, you can only say it was true when it comes to, I think it was an intelligence quotient, because average is set at 100 or something like that.
Right, but there are people that
you're thinking of median again, Mark, and we've had this discussion.
A median is a form of average, and it's not worth arguing about, okay?
Yeah, no, it's not, but you're wrong. Let's move on.
All right.
Half the population is below the median. That's the correct statement.
About 80% of the population is wholly unqualified to vote. How's that?
Okay, that's a valid opinion.
All right, they can't name their congressman. They can't name their senator. They probably can't even name the vice president of the United States. If some of the stuff I'm to be believed that I see on the internet, they can't find the United States on a map. All right, these people are unqualified to cast a vote.
And now they're mad. A lot of them are upset because Trump is apparently going back on his rhetoric during the campaign and supporting immigration, albeit legal immigration. It is. Free Talk Live. We got more coming up.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things on Capitol Hill are continuing to be testy as Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
Are you overseeing a witch hunt?
Congressman, as I've mentioned previously, the special counsel's investigation is an ongoing investigation, and so I think it would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is telling his staff that he doesn't intend to resign. The Democrat has resisted numerous calls for his resignation from high-profile Democrats over a controversial photo that appeared of him in a medical school yearbook. He's denying that it was him in the photo. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was hit with new allegations of sexual assault this afternoon. Fairfax denied the new claim, saying it's demonstratively false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can go there to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners 24 hours a day. There are people usually hanging out in the various different chat rooms on our Discord, so head on over there and enjoy that feature for free.
Bitcoin.com is if
Bitcoin?
Bitcoin.com is your premier source.
You didn't start
source.
Drinking yet, did you?
I did have a little bit of this aloe drink that we had the other day. What is that?
Those are tasty, though.
Yeah, it's Vita Aloe. Vita Aloe. It's very good. Nothing in it.
Anyway.
Yeah, except aloe. A little aloe drink.
You didn't pay Bitcoin for it, though, sadly.
I did not. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. Buy a Bitcoin. Show you where to spend your Bitcoin. You can even get some free Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
All right, so we are here in a very, very beautiful place. But, of course, you know, like a lot in life, contrast exists here in Acapulco. We talked about the murder that went down a couple weeks ago that, of course, has everybody talking. I imagine it's going to be the number one subject of conversation at the upcoming Anarchapulco for conversations happening off of the stage. And, you know, we're looking at an amazing sunset here. It's very, very beautiful here. But, of course, the street. And dogs running around, and you know, there's the whole contrast exists from beautiful to not so attractive here. So every place has that kind of thing going on. You're welcome to join us as we go to the phones. Let's go to Mortified Penguin. He is on our Discord lines. Hello there.
Hey guys, I just tuned in a little while ago, and I'm caught the tail end of a conversation. Anarchist in terms of anarchist.
Okay, I thought you were going to go into the median and the average thing. Okay, go ahead with the anarchist comments.
I'm not really a math guy. Didn't think math would be involved in the show. But I wanted to talk about that. So. And I said I would like the term voluntarist. And I did not like the term anarchist, and I totally agreed with Mark's position on this. And where I am now, I'm having this conversation with you like a year later. Commonality with, concept of anarchists, and I understand that it does connotate terrorists to a lot of people. Anarchists have supposedly shot presidents, they've shot the Archduke, I guess, but there is a historical group of ideologies called anarchism, and it's kind of widespread, and a lot of people would say this kind of anarchist, they're real anarchists, this kind of people are not real anarchists, but there is a historical basis for it. I don't consider myself an anarchist for certain reasons, but I definitely understand that a certain ideological spectrum is something called anarchist thought, and I think that when you tie it in with that, it can be a useful term. So it can also be, an unhelpful term.
I'm willing to concede the term anarchist thought, okay? There are people that, I certainly didn't deny this, that there are people that have called themselves anarchists in the past. And many of those people have written. And a lot of those people, the things they have written, make a lot of sense to me when I read them. Now, that again, a lot of the stuff I read from a lot of different types of authors make a lot of sense, too. However, I'm willing to concede the term anarchist thought, anarchist writing. However, for me, it is a term that is of basically no use to call oneself. And I'm willing to go, I'm going beyond myself. I'm saying, I think that you, the listener, should abandon this term because it's of little use.
Most of our listeners would never consider calling themselves.
No, I'm just saying that, you, the listener, should abandon this term. Yeah. And if it's being used by the major mainstream media, it's probably being misused.
It has in all of the articles I've read so
except
far.
Except for the anarchist shot in Acapulco, right? They called themselves that.
Well, no, they called themselves that, but it's been torn apart by the media. It has not been used nicely in any way, shape, or form.
It's never going to be.
Yeah.
So the anarcho-capitalist involuntarist thing. Anarcho-capitalism is kind of a politico-economic kind of prescription. Voluntarist is more ethical. That's what I understand.
Correct. A voluntarist or voluntarist is somebody who believes that all human interaction should be consensual. That's it. That's all that means. So whatever it is you
hard
do,
to go after it, right?
Make sure you believe that it, make sure it's consensual. Okay? That's all. I mean, that's so simple. And like you said, it is hard to assail. Certainly once you get into the issues, then people can get a little confused. How would the government work if it weren't coercive? And that leads to some interesting conversations.
Right. What if the criminal who's on the lam for a series of murders doesn't consensually want to go to prison? How do you deal with that? And, those sorts of things. Obviously, in that circumstance, that person has already violated somebody's consent. And once you violated somebody's consent, then, an equal amount of justice could be meted out against you.
I had an interesting conversation with the program director and owner, of our station in Aberdeen. Now, they're not with us this hour, but they are on the third hour of the weekday show now. They used to be a Saturday-only station, and then when Michael Savage cut his show back this year, we got an hour on weeknights. And he told me that he self-describes as a libertarian, so I learned that about him recently. He also brought up Adam Kokesh. And apparently he had come across Adam Kokesh in his run for not president. And so that led to some interesting questions. And, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the phone. You want to listen to a program director and give them time to talk if they want to talk. But at the same time, I'm like, this is a deep conversation and I don't really have,
you should call in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Or better yet, I could come on his show.
Everybody who agrees and disagrees with my points of view, or at least disagrees with my points of view,
yeah,
please, rather than finding me at the corner owner of some convention or trying to get me to talk about it on Facebook or whatever, call in.
I don't think, well, because, right, we're sitting here waiting for people to talk to us, right, basically 3 hours a night, every night, and most people don't take advantage of that, not that, you know, we're that interesting or anything, but if they wanted to get on the radio, they certainly could.
We don't have to be interesting. We have 500,000 people that listen to our show in a given month.
It's not that hard. But the reason, one of the reasons I was bringing up the fact that I had this conversation with him is because Adam Kokesh is, you know, basically as a voluntarist campaign platform, he's saying he doesn't want to be your president. He wants to have a, you know, an orderly abolishment of the federal government. And that led this self-described libertarian program director to ask some good questions. Like, you know, what does that actually mean? He didn't reject it immediately out of hand. He just wants to know what it means. You know, like, how does that work for the military? How does that work for courts? How does that work for, you know, cops, which is why I didn't have an hour to sit there and talk about
cops,
it.
But courts, these are causeways.
But these are good questions. These are good questions. Or, you know, the overarching question was, well, how do we, you know, get this, how do we not have this government that we currently have? How do you go from what we have to where we don't have that? And, you know, you can't just answer that as this overarching, let the market handle it. That's just sort of this pat answer that we can...
You can't centrally plan it.
Right, that we can throw out. But at the same time, even though we can't centrally plan it, we still have to be able to communicate some sort of vision, some sort of idea for what could possibly happen. And that's why what I would recommend doing in that case is just asking the individual who's asking this sort of broad stroke question of, well, let's take it down to an individual issue. Pick a government program, a federal government program, and let's think about, you know, what it could be like without the government doing that coercively. Could that thing that they're doing, military, could that thing, NASA, could that thing, weather, could that, you know, the things that
roads.
Somebody, roads. Mm-hmm. So just look at the one thing.
More
could
roads.
That be done? Yeah, could that be done without coercion, without the institutional violence that currently backs all these
that
programs?
That is taxation.
And the answer is, of course they can. Now, whether or not, you know, we
well,
will
maybe
agree
they
on...
can't. Some programs really cannot be continued in the face of...
give me one.
A program that won't be continued? I guess I'm not quite ready for
okay.
it.
Okay, you've got a little bit to think about it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Penguin. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, our first caller there on our Discord server from Acapulco, and it sounded good. So thanks for that.
Sometimes bridges won't be built to places that otherwise the government would build bridges to.
Well, okay. If somebody wants a bridge, they got to fund it.
How about plastic recycling? That simply won't happen.
There's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
Right now during Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Up to 40% off chairs fit for a boss. Like this week, the Staples Merit Desk Chair is just $99.99. You save $70.
So congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals.
Save up to 40% during the chair event. Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And $2,919 while supplies last.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live here and live from beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. The sun has officially set at this point. And you can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We haven't even identified ourselves tonight. It's Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark.
Here with you.
We have been doing the show for like 17 years, so.
Yeah, but it's always, somebody new tuning in for the first time tonight. That's just how radio works.
That's true.
So, again, you can join us here, the toll-free number, and I gotta say, I've appreciated the level of participation we've had from our callers so far since we've been out here. Honestly, I like talking to people better than I like listening to myself and you, Mark, but we're going to continue. Actually, we got more calls on the line here, so we're going to the phones. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Oh, actually, wait a minute. Bobby actually specifically requested to not be put on next, so we're actually going to go back to Discord, and that's where you can join us over at discord.lrn.fm. But first, Mark, you wanted to tell us about something?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about the spy course. You can go get a free book that will discuss how you can, the 37 things that you can do, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. It's free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. It's written by a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author, Jason Hansen, and he's giving away a book that covers the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, things that can save your life in an economic collapse or a grid down event at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, they're items that come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer, where he had escape bags. It's in his, all in his free book, and it also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free copy at freeescapebook.com.
All right, we're going to Discord. Charles Thunder is on the line, a.k.a. Victor. Go ahead. Calling from New Jersey.
Victor. Hi, guys. My name is Victor. You guys can call me that. That's totally fine.
Charles Thunder is a pretty cool name, though. I mean,
oh, God, we're one of those random name generators for World of Warcraft. So, I heard you guys talk about this topic a few weeks, maybe a month ago, again, where you guys were talking about averages and math, and my brain has been spiraling ever since, and you brought it up again today.
Right, because we're just talk show hosts. We're not mathematicians.
Of course. And I'm only a sixth grade math teacher, but there's nothing more that I teach in math other than mean, median, and mode, and averages, and all of that. So I had to pick Mark apart for his idea of calling medians an average.
Thank you so much for this. I appreciate that.
How come people agree and disagree on this one? Can you tell me that as a teacher?
They don't know what they're talking about.
It could be the case.
I think it's mostly because the word average is synonymous with the word mean, and therefore a mean is not the same thing as a median. They're delineatedly different in math when you teach it to sixth graders.
Can you teach it to Mark like he's a sixth grader?
I could try. I've done it for about 3 years now, and I think I might be able to do it.
Now, you have to do it without the benefit of a, you know, a chalkboard or a whiteboard where, you know, we can actually have a written list of numbers, because it usually helps to see some numbers in front of you, for instance.
True. True. And, you know, Einstein said if those who understand it most can explain it the simplest, and or something along those lines. So I think I could do that. All right. So a median is a measure of center, is the exact language I would use. And all of them, averages and modes and any other delineation of math that you might do, whether you're dividing or multiplying any other number, to get some sort of measure of center would be, that's how I would describe it. So median is a absolute physical center, but it is a measure of the center. And it's not a very good measure of center in the sense of getting an idea of where things may fall. It's just half of them will fall above and half of them will fall below. That's right. About all that median gives you.
So you're not going to tell me what mean is versus a median?
Do we need to bring three of these things into it? I think we should keep it simple and compare median versus average.
I understand. So let me ask you this question. In a set of 300 million, and you start of people, right, where, you know, they're going to be, the bell curve's going to be steep. So is there an operative difference between a mean and a median in a set of 300 million people?
There may not be a mathematical, well, there still could be a significant mathematical difference between the two numbers. Significant meaning, you know, valuable and or determinant in the sense of what might be the best measure. But I would say that either one in a large mass of numbers becomes more and more fuzzy about what is the measure of center.
See, for me, what I find frustrating is that Ian ignores the topic of which I am speaking, which is this sort of unrateable, you know, sort of value of somebody's vote. You know, somebody being above and somebody being below, whatever the mean, the median, or the average, whatever. I don't care.
Mean is average. Average is mean. Same term or same concept, right. Different terms. Median, different concept.
Fine. Whatever the difference is in this imaginary situation, because there's no real way to tell whether somebody's qualified. I'm of the opinion that the average person, the mean, the median, or whomever we're talking about here, is unqualified. That you need to be highly qualified to in fact vote because, and I'm probably not even qualified.
I get what you're saying. All you're saying is that you believe in the data set of 300 million people that the median would be relatively close to the average.
And by relatively,
and that may be true.
I mean insignificantly different.
Well, that may
really
be true.
It depends on the skew of the value of the numbers.
But it depends.
And we don't know what the values of the numbers are because there's no way to really quantify whether a person's qualified to vote or not.
All I was quibbling with you about is your definition of the you know, being in the middle of something.
I'm glad we could agree it's a quibble.
That is a median, okay? So just get it right.
I like the term.
You're upsetting the math teacher, okay?
I like the term below average. Right, there's the there's the NPR show, whatever it was called, where all the kids are above average because that's what people believe about themselves. If you go and ask the population, what's is your IQ above, at, or below the median? Are you at 100? Most of them are going to say they're above average. Like 80% of them are going to say they're above average because that's what people believe about themselves. That they're the ones that's qualified, and the rest of us aren't.
Yeah, like you.
I absolutely believe that.
I would say that there's probably a significant number of people the difference between them would be significant. The number of people who believe that they're above versus those who might say, I'm just average, of course. No one's going to give themselves any of that sort of humbleness.
Some people do. I see it on dating profiles and things like that on the different dating
sites. I've seen the numbers, but what nobody says is below average intelligence.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, you've got to really be below average intelligence to say that.
All right, so
the evidence is I'm pretty below average. I mean, I've had some real whoppers in time as far as decisions go.
So let's just make sure that we get all the definitions out here. So you defined what a median is, Mr. Math Teacher. Now, can you define what the average or the mean is? The same concept, different words for that.
The average or mean would be the sum of all the values of every number in a data set divided by the number of values of the number of data themselves.
Correct.
So that could be mathematically manipulated even further, where obviously you can get standard deviations and other things, but that just takes it further.
Right, and that means that if you have a set of, let's say, a group of people, and you've got some whiz-bang, you know, kids in the gifted class or whatever, and then some more average IQ folks in there, and you add their IQs together and divide, they're going to skew it higher, right? So if you got a couple people with 200 IQ points, and then some folks with, 90 or 100, it's going to skew up a lot higher because of that.
It depends on the number of people in the data set again, because you could have two and then 300 million, and obviously that won't skew the data very much at all. You'll still have a traditional bell curve, but 65% of all people will fall somewhere between the first and standard deviation,
right,
which will mean that most people will be probably between 70 to 120 on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just rough throwing numbers out there.
That's just rough.
There you go. Victor, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not a problem. Glad to throw in some math help.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. All right, so there's Discord.
I'm still not convinced. I just like the term below average.
Fair enough, dude. Let's go on to, you can use the wrong word if you want, as long as you want.
At least we've determined,
thanks to our math teacher friend there. Go ahead, Bobby is in Florida, also on Discord. Do we have Bobby in Florida? I see him sitting in the
Discord.
There you are. What's up, dude? You're on the air.
Can you drag yourself out of whatever super work you're doing with
your body? I'm sitting here, I'm smoking some cannabis oil.
Sweet. Okay, let's put the cannabis oil down for just a moment and go on the radio. So, go ahead. Actually, wait.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. You better have something for us coming up here, Bobby, because we're not going to be able to spend a bunch of time
on
it.
I'm an expert.
Stand by, Mr. Expert. We'll come back to you here in just moments. Expert. Yeah, not expert caller so far. So we'll see. Hopefully he's got something coming up. Maybe you do as well. Maybe you want to join us here. Hour number two is on the way. 855, 450, free. Plus, we're going to talk more about Trump and immigration coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.